Hello and welcome to the Ham Radio Crash Course Podcast. This video was taken originally off of youtube.com/Hashnasi, that's Hotel Oscar Sierra Hotel, November Alpha Sierra India. I stream every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on all topics related to ham radio. Without further ado, let's get started.
Okay, I just couldn't wait any longer. I had to kick this thing off. I want to see how well we're going to do. I'm super excited. Oh man, what a time in the making here. It feels like this is months in the making, this stream. Well, welcome to the Ham Radio Crash Course. You're seeing some pictures here. They're not radio related. They're my new streaming computer. Woo, doggy. I built that thing last night out of pure frustration out of how the stream went last night. I said, nope, we're doing it. We're putting all these things together. It's happening. And there we go. So we have a new streaming computer. Man, oh man, I am happy about that. I can't even begin to tell you how many headaches this is going to resolve. So thanks so much for sticking through. This is Windows. This is a Windows computer. And yeah, so there we go. Bow. Check it out. Wow. It looks pretty much the same as the iMac did, but because the cameras are the same. But we should have no problem with performance. It is a whole 16% CPU utilization with this going through OBS. This was 60% on the Mac, so you can imagine how much more power this has. This is also a much newer computer, so thanks again, Loyal, for all the hard work that he did in helping me part this thing out. And didn't spend a lot of money. It was under $900, all things said and done. I pretty much, not bad though. I think it's really good. I never really played Fortnite. I put Fortnite on and everything's on Epic, the highest setting, but I don't think that's necessarily that much of an achievement. I'd have to try something else to really know. The German gamer just passed today, just waiting on the FCC. So you got your license. Excellent. I can only imagine what it's like to have a streaming computer. Yeah, it's actually kind of difficult. So this thing works great. But now I got to figure out what I'm going to do to edit videos because I don't really edit in Windows. Figure out what to do with the iMac because I don't really want to stop using that because I do like it. But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll sally forth. Everybody says crisis. Got to try crisis. Well, we're back. Day two. It is actually 7 p.m. right now. So let's get started with the Ham Radio Crash Course. Thank you so much for watching, guys. We do try to move forward every week with amateur radio, and I had mentioned it yesterday, but today I recommend get yourself a kit. Get a kit, learn how to build a kit, assemble a kit, all that fun stuff. Kits are great. That's the homework assignment. And if you want to hear more about kits, go check out the hosting job I did at w5kub.com last week on Tuesday. We talked all about kits. We had had some CW stuff go on there too. So while we're waiting to kick things off, please hit the little plus thumbs up button there. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. I would appreciate it. And if you're watching this after the fact, boy, it would be great if you hit that button again too. Thank you so much. We will be doing a Discord live stream after chat. Hopefully this is going to be with a lot more happiness than it was yesterday because I was so pissed off. And I wanted to run off and go do my fix the computer and get that set up, which set up very quickly. It's amazing. Uh-oh. Yeah, Loyal just moved the screen. No, Loyal, no! You moved the Discord! Now I gotta reshuffle it. Oh, no. Okay, so this is the signal stick. And oh no, okay, don't do it anymore. You're killing me. I'm doing it live. I'm editing live. It works out just fine. Is it great? It works, man. It's so fast. It's stupid how fast this is. No effect. I could just go streaming all kinds of stuff with this. It's insane. Stefan Wall asks, are you going to use the micro BitX with soda? Probably not. And we'll talk about that. It's a little big and, I'm sure you could put it in a smaller case. We'll talk when we get into it. You'll be able to see a little bit better. So Discord after chat, we do have two giveaways that we're just going around with. The Quirky QRP transmitter, we're going to give that away in about 49 minutes. It'll end at 7:49. And then 5 minutes after that, we'll give away a Signal Stuff signal stick. So make sure you go join the Discord, go to the giveaways channel at the top, and click the little horns. And that's all you got to do. And you're in. Wanting thanks again to the patrons. Some of the money that we paid for this went from Patreon, so I really appreciate that. The link is in the description. It's just $1 to get started, and you get a newsletter, so you get something out of it no matter what you're doing. If you appreciate what I'm doing, I appreciate the support, so thank you. But no pressure to do that. We will try to do call-ins after, towards the end of the stream when we're doing the giveaways, but we'll see how far it goes, because this could take a little while. And shout-outs to the W2LCW Long Island CW Club, the club I just joined about 2 weeks ago. Really, really great. And again, thanks to QuirkyQRP and hamstudy.org. Okay, let's switch it up. Justin asks, what Linux distro would I have used if I went that route? Probably Debian or Debian, probably. Ubuntu, I don't know if I would have done Ubuntu. Yeah. Let's throw it on the wide shot here. Boom, now we got two video. No lag. There's no lag at all. Look at that. We're going to be tapping into this long swim double IPA because it's saying it's about to get epic, which we got new streaming equipment. We've got new hardware. It is about to get epic. So awesome. I'm very excited about this. I am. Ooh, man. Smell from here. Hello from Texas. What's going on? William Canfield joined the club as well. They're a really cool club. I'm very impressed with how they do things and how they operate. Very effective, I think, for learning CW. Okay, nice tall boy here. Man, oh man. Cheers to the brew crew and everyone else. I'm so glad this is working, and it's rock solid. It's not even going over 20%. Awesome. So happy. Now let's hope I don't blow up this MicroBitX, right? Okay, so this is the MicroBitX as it comes in the box from the factory. Really quick, let me show you what that looks like too. Their website is hfsignals.com. This is the MicroBitX website. You can go here and go down to buy for $129. Added thing that I got out of the new streaming PC is now you can see the mouse on the screen. Yeah! Awesome. $129. All mode, all band HF radio. Super, super cool. It's really a kind of a tinkerer's radio. It has a Raspberry Pi enabled or embedded in the screen. Much of its firmware is connected to Raspberry Pi. You can make all kinds of changes to it. You can add all kinds of different stuff. You can obviously work digital modes with it. So not bad at all. They also have the Ubit X40, which is the locked 40 band model. But MicroBit is, this is $60 for the 40. And this one is, again, $130. Not bad. The case I got from amateurradiokits.in, and it looks just like this guy. This is the one that's on their website, which you're going to see that a lot shortly because I got to show you some things, very important things. So let's get back to the wide desk shot. All right. So what you get in the kit comes in a nice thin plastic, but nice plastic box. You get all the cabling, the connectors on the radio are all these plastic types that are keyed, right? They've got little keyed tops to them so they can only go in one way. You get plenty of wire. You get a potentiometer, a pot for tuning, volume control pot. You get inputs for the key, the speaker, the antenna, all kinds of stuff. So lots and lots of cool stuff. Let's get that out of the way. Here are the boards for the screen. Uh-oh. They got taped together. Right, and they are fit here with a pin header connection. This is your Arduino based system, or it's not Raspberry Pi, it's Arduino. Sorry, it's a Radduino. Sorry, my bad. So there you go. Okay, so we're gonna go through the assembly. I wouldn't call it a build of this, but the assembly of this. So I have a case to put this all in. I'm going to leave it in the plastic box. I will show you the board, though, before we go and mount it, because that's going to be our next step. It comes just bubble-wrapped. It's not anti-static or anything like that. And it is a pre-built board. Super, super cool pre-built board. As I mentioned, all the connectors are keyed. That includes the screen. This is the antenna connector. This is the power connector. And this is the audio jack. And then the screen goes here, which connects to the digital side of the house. So yeah, these are the pots that you're gonna use to tune it, which we'll get to, hopefully. Hopefully we'll have time to do the tune-up. All right. So let's get this out of the way, and I'll show you the case I bought. Which, let's go ahead and move this stuff over like that. So it came with a nice manual, although kind of tough to read. Kind of leaves a lot to be desired as far as what you need to know. So here's the case. This is the amateur radio kit case. It's just folded metal pretty much, but it comes with everything you need to get off the ground with the UBID X. It also has more cables, but this one is different in the sense that these cables are all connected on each end, which makes it really, really easy to set up then. So every one of these is a paired connector. Instead of having to solder the leads, you're just going to connect it to the connection board, which is all broken out with the different pin headers. So we're going to connect, we're going to get the board, the radio installed into the body, and then we're going to connect the wires up to this guy, and then we'll mount it as it needs to be. So let's go ahead and pull out the tuning knobs. The speaker is here. These don't come soldered. I did solder them up, but in the essence of time, I figured it would be okay to do that. I did also solder the potentiometer here. Oh, it looks like the volume control I don't have soldered up. So we will have to solve that. And then I need to make another shout out here for the power connector. So the power connection is one of these standard jacks that you'll see on a lot of like QRP radios, right? Not to say that you will, but this radio is susceptible to reverse power issues. So if you give it reverse polarity, you will fry the radio. So what you have to do is there's a circuit that comes with this kit. You can build this circuit. One way of doing it is with using a diode, which is down here. The second is with a fuse, an inline fuse, and this kit does both. So power is going to come in. It's going to immediately hit this inline fuse. It's going to go through to the power button. The power button, hey, Toys Are For Boys, thank you so much. Let there be no evil in your radio build. Thank you very much. The push button then will distribute the power to the micro BIDX, and then you connect it into the radio. Pretty straightforward, but it is really highly recommended that you take the time and put in a proper power connection with some protection so that you don't hurt your radio. Okay, I'm going to give this a quick shake, get any dust out of there. All right. Oh, I just moved all this stuff out of the way, and then I'm just going to have to go get it to put the panel on. So I believe I might have done this wrong. No, maybe. Interesting. So how do they expect you to install the screen on this bad boy? This is my first thing. So it does, how many watts? It's all band. It's supposed to be 10 watts, but realistically, it goes down from about 2 watts up to over 10, depending on which band you're on. On 10 meters, it goes down to 2 watts, and then up in 80 meters, it goes well above that, well above 10. So there is not any instructions on how to install this screen. And, then that's the problem. Those long pegs are for the UBID-X. There you go. Okay, so that's easy enough to fix. So these standoffs that I have in the front, I was using the long ones, which are too long. So this is an easy fix. I'll just do that. The instructions don't explain that either, so keep that in mind. What would I do without you guys helping me out? Well, that's interesting. Are these? Yeah. Okay, that'll work. What's the best way of doing this? Let's just do it live. Well, it's kind of a live build. It is my understanding that all the parts are included to build this kit. That is my understanding. Now, I did some of the assembly, the solder assembly beforehand to save everybody watching me solder, which I like to solder, but I don't think everybody would want to watch me for 30 minutes of soldering and then be like, okay, now let's put this thing together. Beep. So let me see if I've got this right then. So now we should just be able to... it's pretty good. I guess that's all right. That's acceptable. It's easier to nut the stanchions to the LCD and then put the whole mess on the front panel. Yeah, let's give it a shot. So what he's saying is if you take the nut here, kind of off-center, though. It'll work. Josh, put the board in first because it drops in. Yeah. Oh, no, Chris, I will. Yeah. Thank you. I'm kind of just feeling this out because, like I said, there weren't very good instructions. It sits a bit behind the pen. Yeah, that's what I just noticed. Oh, the standoffs go on the very front. Oh, really? Okay. Let's do this. Let's stop. So we're parting this off. There we go. That makes sense. I don't know that I like... Well, we'll see how it goes together. I was kind of worried if this is going to be a bit, like, too weak. But with the board being hard-mounted to the... To the case, I guess it's not a problem. But something to think about as we move forward. Okay. Did I already lose a nut? No, no, they are. Hey, New Zealand money! I don't think I've ever gotten New Zealand money. Thank you for that. New Zealand money. So here you go. I'm putting the standoffs on the screen here. This is the new computer, yes. Thank you, Laith, for the support there. All right, this one goes in like that. I guarantee I'll have extra parts. It wouldn't be a kit build without having extra parts, right? Is that right? Is that how you do it? Is that how you do it right? Bernard Coletta, hello from Central Maryland. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we have the board, the LCD board is separated. Does this actually come off or is it? Yeah, that looks like garbage. Let's get that off. Okay, so I took the plastic off of that. I hate plastic on stuff. I'm going to put these screws over there. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. Let's put in the right standoffs. I always thought they gave you extra parts to help you build your parts bin, you know? I thought that was the point of all that. Yeah. Yep, there's lots of duplicated parts, as Cycle Camp is saying. Not to say that's a bad thing, just it's good. You want to use those parts.
You mean to tell me that they give you just the only the parts you need to get the kit done? Are you kidding? I've been doing it wrong all these years, all this time. Just making it, I could have been making my stuff so much stronger and better. Okay, well, this makes a lot more sense. Because, like, man, it's going to be really low in this case. I will, let's do this. So this is going to be interesting. Interesting. Okay. So we got the standoffs down. We've got the LCD with the stanchions in front of it. And now we've got the board. So it slides in just like this. But I'm thinking I obviously have to get the bottom connector board in place first, which is where the front panel goes. So this is the front panel connectors, which give you the PTT mic, the phones, and the key connection. But they also have connectors coming off of it. So I have a feeling I should just connect those now to cut down on any problems. So I'll have this connected and then getting out of the way. The German Gamer, your channel is the reason I got into ham. Always entertaining and helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay, so I've got the speaker connector. I don't think the speaker connector is keyed. I think it can go either direction. You know, it is a successful project if you have extra parts. Indeed. You need to solder to the bottom side of the mat. Yeah, if you want to use the TX RX LED, you need. So because it was a three-legged LED and the instructions were so bad, I figured I'd wait on doing that and just get the main radio up and running. So I'm going to connect the speaker. I would say that, yes, a lot of soldering is required. Not a lot, relatively. You have to do the boards, this board, the back board, and the power board here. So there will be some. The mic connection. And for this, they do have a wiring diagram, which is very helpful. So it's black on top. If you follow the wiring as you're soldering, it'll make it go in a lot easier. Black goes on top. The potentiometer, which is way over here, goes to black. Oh, that's what that's for. Oh, okay. Well, then that's going to make things a lot easier. Fantastic. Oh, those are the wrong ones. We don't want those. So we will do a bit of soldering right now. That guy. We're going to have to do a bit of soldering. Yeah, because the encoder. Okay. I didn't actually expect that I would have to solder. So, let's see. What's the best way to do this? We have the connector for that, right? We do. But it's not wired yet. It goes into this guy. No. Nope, I was not a pin off. Oh, yeah, I bet. Kind of tough to get it all in. So the kit does come with this board, and that's for this connector here, which goes in like so. Come on, buddy. Abram Normal. Cheers. DE5RKO. Thank you. Your builds are so helpful. Well, thank you for watching. So just like this, they slide in. Okay. Okay, so now we've got to solder this part. And then this part is going to go over here where the volume control is, like so. So I will need the soldering iron. You think you've gotten away with it, but you never do. So I'm going to put that on
there. I thought it was so cool. I'm like, I don't need my soldering iron. You don't need your soldering iron. No encoder is tuned. Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. So tune is this guy is over there. Is volume control. So we definitely can't use this radio without that. Let's fix that right now. Thank you, Zach. 25 minutes till giveaway. The radio in the background is a ICOM 7300. Okay. So one of the things about getting this computer is that I'm also getting a workbench set up tomorrow. So that way... I can move much of this kit building stuff out to the garage. Oh, wow. ER plane. Got my technician 10 years ago, but have been on hiatus, watching your videos help to reignite that spark. And I used some of your vids to study past the general and extra the other day. Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations. Thank you for watching. I just lost a screw on my vise. That's probably not good. Okay, here's our little piece. We're gonna solder him into place first, and then we'll connect him to the wires. I think soldering's fantastic. I love soldering, personally. In fact, why don't I... You close enough to that? Is that gonna work? Okay, where's my, there it is. Well, this is a digital iron, so it's not gonna get that hot, thankfully. I'm gonna use my cheat sheet here. So it's red, brown, black, orange when looking at it from the front. I see how that works. Okay, cool. Let's double check that. Let's see if they have the actual, information here. They don't give you a lot of information, though, I will say. Okay, so the encoder board is... orange, black, brown, red. Orange, black, brown, red. Orange, black, brown, red. Okay, that makes sense. Orange, black, brown, red. Orange, black, brown, red. Okay. Where's a view? Orange, black, brown, red. Let's get a little bit more. Hey, everybody. Saying hi to me. Hi back to you. All right. So let's put this in the... Oh, that was bad. Come on, buddy. God, get out of here. Okay. Orange. This one wire got kind of hosed when I stripped it. Okay. Black. Brown. And red. James B. says, I'm thinking about getting a Ubit X kit to build as my first rig. I don't know. I have thoughts about that. I generally tell people not to go QRP for their first radio, particularly in the bad solar minimum we're in right now. Get something with more power. You know, you'll have less frustrating times with it, I think. All right. So this is a little bit fiddly, so I'm just going to try and knock this out quickly and not share the connections between any of these cables. So let's take this one at a time. Let's get over that screen there. Okay, Orange wants to be the most cooperative, so he's going to get it first. Okay, now red. Now black. And, oh, that was black, sorry. This is black. Okay. That's it. So now take your angle cutters and clean up all the little holes, the spots, so that you don't bridge. Easy. The MicroBit X is definitely a hobby radio. I agree with the comments that are being said in the chat. So keep that in mind. I think if you want a radio to get started with, it may not be the one you want to go with there. Okay, so now we have our little encoder / tuning knob in hand. I'm going to try and find the nut that goes along with that to fix it to the front, which I think it's this guy. And it is. So let's get him in now. Okay. Okay, now we have the wires. Now we've got our central little octopus thing all loaded up. Let's connect that. What was the connection like to the board? I'll look at that in a second. We got to mount this in the front of the board because the U-bit is going to sit on top of it. The U-bit. I keep saying U-bit. I know it's micro. I don't know why I do that. Okay. It goes, well, let's check this guy first. The black one goes in the closest to me. Like that. Okay. It's kind of going to be a tight fit in here. Come on. There they are. Come on, you little knot. Come on. Can't get this thing off the ground. Okay, now we've got the front panel connected to the chassis. We have the controls in place. The wires are somewhat out of the way. We're going to install the actual radio now. Wherever did I put that? Any thoughts on the ICOM 718 as a first radio? It's a starter radio, a beginner radio. You'll be able to use it as a radio effectively on HF. It's fine for that. Okay. All right, so this is the back. Let's turn it around here. I feel like I'm installing a motherboard from days gone by when I used to be an IT person. Ooh, that is a loose. That thing is loose. Okay, so something like this. Let's get you back on the center shot. Okay. Let's check it for fit. Looks okay. All right, so I think those are for that. That guy goes there. I believe these are the right screws. Let's test it out. That really is the golden question. What do you recommend as a first HF radio? All depends on how much you want to spend, buddy. You know what's a really good first radio? The ICOM 7300. It's a great first radio. You won't have to replace it for a really long time, but do you want to spend $1,000 on a hobby that you may not like? You know, probably not. I don't blame you. So it's really about how much you want to put in to the hobby and to get started. Something I will have to work on for the next stream is the autofocus is pretty bad. Really good up close, but then it just flops out on you. "14 minutes till giveaway," Zach says. I gotta keep an eye on that because we're easily gonna go past the hour mark on this build, which is good. We seldom do that, but Okay. Aha! That was not right. Let's do it the right way. I have a cable that I didn't get to where I wanted it to be. So I'm going to slide this out. Hopefully there's enough gap that I can slide it through. Yes, I did. Excellent. Okay, so going back to the diagram, I have the cables separated off onto which side of that interface board they're connected. So let's consult that again. Okay, so that's the digital. Okay, so if I have this like that, blam, so then this guy is the guy that needs to come over here. Okay, these are already connected. This is the power connector. No power is connected. This is the antenna, which I find the antenna horrible. So I need to show you this. So there's a better way to do this, I'm sure. There's a connector in the back here, PL259, and they give you the connector, which is just this little two prong with very, very thin cable. So I'm gonna throw a couple of coils around it. And I'll probably come back with a ferrite. But that cable is very thin. I don't really like that. Okay, so what we've got left over is now a speaker and the digital connector. The problem is this speaker, there's no mount for the speaker. There's a screw. There's two screws, so obviously something's supposed to hold the speaker up. But I got the case from amateurradiokits.in, India. All right. So I will look to the chat. There was a piece of shielded brown cable. Yeah, no, there is a piece of shielded brown cable, but speaker clamp in with screw. No, it's too small. The speaker should have two gold clamps. Ah, there is. Okay, yes, I think you're right. Okay, I know what I'm looking for then. Thank you. That was the hint I needed. The problem with the antenna, so that still means you got to use that little two-prong connector, right? That little two-in connector. It's kind of hokey. All right, so we're going to mate this together like so. There's the front panel. And we're going to slap her in. Can you see? All right, we're slapping her in. Not bad. Not bad. All right, I'm going to come around with the digital connector. Okay, let's get the wide shot. Okay, so I'm not the only one. I looked at that, and I'm like, that's hokey. That's real hokey. I'm like, that's too hokey to be real. So I didn't want to do it with the antenna. The diamond is the ARRL logo. I got it off Amazon, I believe. Why are you not connecting here? Wait, did you not come from this one? Are you not this crew of screws? Maybe you're not. What's going on here? Why are you not going in? Oh, because you're not lined up. Wait, what? Okay. A little bit off center. There we go. Couple more minutes until the giveaway, and we'll jump back. Chris C., I concur. I'm glad I got to experience this. It is not perfectly aligned. So, word of warning, if you're building this at home, these do not line up. The screen and the front panel and the risers do not line up. So you're going to have to kind of wiggle it around until it bites. Okay. I think I did. Did I not do it right, Psycho Camp? Don't you want the big knob on the... This isn't gonna work. Ah! I wasn't looking. I was looking at the screen, and of course I dropped it. Well, that's a bummer. That's not making it into the stream. Yes, it is, Friction Hold. It most certainly is. Or it was. It was Friction Hold. Now it's lost. The screw is lost. But that's fine. I'll get that after. Let's put the volume in. Yeah, now that there's very little noise in the background with the, oh, let's get this keyed over. With the very low noise of the wind, of the computer, this is not a workbench, this is my desk. The workbench is coming in tomorrow. Okay, we got the volume keyed. I'll worry about the tuner in a second. Why don't we... Let's do that. Is it going to be able to capture it in the way it needs to be? Nope, it's too big. Okay. 2 minutes, 25 seconds for the giveaway. Oh, wow. It really bounced away. Wow, 202 people on the stream. Thanks very much for watching. I guess the streams are pretty popular if they don't crash and burn immediately now that we got some real hardware behind us. Thank you guys for watching. I appreciate it. Okay, so what are we at? 1 minute, 40 seconds for the first giveaway, and then we'll get back to the project. While I'm waiting, I'm going to look for some stuff. And I think I'm going to need... I won't be building a microphone. for this project. I'm going to try and use ones that I already have. There they are.
Yes.
I found the clippies. These are the clippies for the speaker. 54 seconds for the first winner. Yeah, so then what's the PTT mic headphone jack do? Is that also a mic? And you have a mic there? Oh, some people sad. They hit the dislike. Okay, good. Because I've got plenty of those. I don't have any CB mics, so. I'm going to wait on hooking up the speaker to the case yet with the screws. I'm going to power this sucker on first. Hopefully not let the smoke out of it, and then we'll do that. Because I've got a... oh, it's for a PTT switch? Oh, I see. Uh-oh. What just happened? Everything got moved again. AR AC4IG1. Yeah, let's, before we do magic smoke, I wanna take the time here and just double check our efforts. I do have a power supply behind me. I am gonna disconnect the power. Let's go to the wide shot here so you can see this. I am gonna disconnect the power here. I have a power plug here with 13.8 volts. I'm going to connect it, okay? And we've got an inline fuse and a power switch. I'm gonna check the inline fuse voltage, and then I'm gonna push the power switch, and I'm gonna check the outbound from the power switch before we do anything. So I've got this thing set to 20 volts. Okay, it's reading 13.45. 13.45, okay, now we'll do the power switch. Oh, come on. That's an aggressive power switch. 13.45. Okay. So I'm not gonna plug it in yet. I'm gonna turn this off. I'm gonna disconnect it. Let's stop. I almost just slammed it right in there. I'm gonna put a dummy load on. Dummy load. Okay, dummy load on the back here. Or you can have just a really low SWR antenna. I guess you don't really need to. You just need to not have something that's going to be too vicious for it. Wicked perfect! Oh, it's Christine. Hey, Christine. How you doing? I saw some of your pictures from your Philippine adventures. That looked really cool. Okay. I think we're ready. I think we're ready. Here we go. Oh, wait, no, let's undo that again. I don't have the power plug in. Okay, that's definitely off. I'm a little nervous. Here we go. Nothing. Nothing. Why nothing? No, it's right. I see no smoke. I didn't have a connect. That was the first power on. Unless I've got the connections wrong. Well, there we go. How many more minutes? 1 minute. ESD killed it. It came out of an ESD case. Curse of the live stream, for sure. Do I have the cabling wrong? Let's check the cabling again. Yeah, no, it was plugged in right. It definitely plugged in right. Oh, see if the fuse is blown? No, but it's not, Nope, fuse is not blown. Okay, 37 seconds. I checked the power lead. Not yet. That's the next step. Check for power to heat sinks of finals. Oh. And who won? Jargonaut. Okay, there we go. Jargonaut. Congratulations, buddy. Excellent. Now, that was free shipping to Konus. I don't know where you're at, but free shipping to Konus. You'll have to figure out the rest. All right, let me double check my wiring diagram for the power. But I went over that a couple of times to be sure. Is the LCD broken? Could be. Yeah, red wire, brown wire, black wire. It's keyed up right. Yeah. It has an inline fuse. In fact, I have I put a smaller fuse in. No, it's getting past the fuse, guys. You can't see it, but the fuse is not blown. Perfect. So it's getting through. So the stages of power here is the power plug, the inline fuse, the power switch, and then the cord, which goes to the actual radio. So we're getting power all the way across. So the next step is to test. Well, do I not? I don't. Shoot. Ay, ay, ay. I will now butcher butcher this resistor for its leg, and I will get an alligator clip. Okay. So we're going to make a test lead with an alligator clip. That's not going to work. What's the best way of doing this? My probes aren't going to be... Oh, is that what it is? Push the volume button in? Volume button doesn't do anything. It's on a potentiometer. See if it needs a key. Nope. I don't have a mic for that type, a connector. I don't have a CB mic to plug in. I have a PTT, like a mic with a clip, PTT on it. Hook up the speaker is hooked up. Yep, speaker's hooked up. Looks like there's, yeah, the finals. So the heat sinks on the finals have, do not mess with the other pins in the front. The finals here have the 13.8 volts. Or in this case, 13.5? What is that? It's power's getting to the radio. It doesn't need another fuse. It's not the fuse. So you're down here and we're on 13.4 volts to each of the finals. You need to double check the orientation of the 8-pin connectors. Okay. I would love it if the 8 pins were swapped because that's just easy fix there. Nope. Nope. Not a damn thing. Check the volts on the 5085 connected to the Arduino board. Kind of hard to get at. Nobody panic, I'm using red alligator clips to connect to the return. The Arduino board's got 12 volts, 13 volts to it. Arduino's getting power. Yeah, right, we fixed the computer, now the radio won't work. Womp womp. Is there something I'm not doing? Just crop in the display of the... there's no sound. Could be because the way CB mic is wired. There's no mic connected, though. Good idea. Okay. That's worth a shot. Okay, let's turn it off. Well, we're going to leave the... I want to leave the connector here for... Well, there's only one other connection. It's just this guy. It's just these two, right? Everything else is connected to a breakout board of some kind.
I have an old radio.
Yeah. Okay, that is just the power to the board and the LCD. There's nothing. Oh. Chris, you the man. That's a really damn good idea. Chris said, just plug in the Arduino, and if it doesn't power on, he did. And if that's the case, we can just reprogram it. Or, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. I'm going to unplug. Well... turned on. No, but the light wasn't even on. Now the light's blazing bright. So with a USB connection, it goes on. MicroBitX 5.1. Well. If the if it was reverse polarized, it'd be dead. There are no other jumpers to disconnect from the board. All the jumpers are disconnected. Is the LCD board seated properly? Yes, it is. Yes, it is on both the upper and the lower. Yes. Yes. Okay. All right, so that's that. What can we do right now? Oh, let's try to lower the voltage. Lower the voltage? You think that would work? Could you hook up a dummy load plus power meter to see if there is RF output when you press... I don't have a... No, I don't have a power meter that can connect to this. That's okay for this for 7 meters. Only Arduino wouldn't be power dependent on the fails. Okay, so there's already I've always had a dummy load back in the back of it, so I wouldn't plug it in without a dummy load. Nope. I think I can probably touch the connectors for that side, so let's do that. Let's see if the Arduino connector is getting power. Okay. Yeah, we're getting the jumper connector for the LCD PCB is getting connection, or is connected. Yeah, I was thinking that. Can the okay, here's your Raduino. No, the board is not warm at all. Interesting. Bad voltage regulator. Nothing on the board is warm. None of the caps have any damage. Oh, the VIN line? Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't... Well, no, I was checking the Arduino. It is getting power. The Arduino has power on most of these plugs. I don't know. On looking at the backside, I can't tell which one is the right one. But if you go across here... But it's getting power. Check the ground from the Arduino plugged into the wall. What? Is the 5 volt Hosh, is there a 5 volt VDC on the output of the 708? Is this one the 708? I can't tell. I can't read it. No. The 708 is not warm. It helps clear tape on the IC. Will make it easier to read. Oh, that is a good idea. I'll check that. Check the 708 also has power. I can't. There's nothing to tap on. There's nothing for me to probe on the 708. Rotate the plugs, may have them reversed in the bottom board. And I tried them both. Are you sure ground is getting to the board? You've been using power entry for ground when testing. No, I'm putting in 13 volts. This is a live radio troubleshooting. Yeah, it's showing 11.25 on the Arduino. Won't turn on if it's over 12.1. Are you sure? Well, it's 11.26. Okay, I need something else to do. I'm an expert at hindsight. Okay. I can always point out what should have been done after you fix it. You're thinking it's a ground issue. Okay, Matthew, do you know where we hooked the ground onto this? Where's the best place to go? Because it's a DC connection. I did reseed it. I'll do it again. Does this plug not do anything? This switch? What the hell? This switch totally doesn't do anything. The antenna connector is connected. That is true. I do have that. No. You can't run it off the USB. What do you ground to on this board? I mean, what part of the board do you connect to ground is what I'm saying. So I just connect it to the connector. They warn you, you can damage switch during soldering if you are. Yeah, I didn't put a lot of heat on. I'm pretty good at soldering. Oh, okay. So then that's the problem, because there is not a connection there right now. Luckily, I have more wire and plenty of solder to make this happen right now. You guys are great, though, because you're super helpful, and you're not jerks about it. No, everybody's super cool about it, so it's like, yeah, absolutely, I'll take all the tips. Thanks for all the good help. Is this even the right... This is going to need to be keyed open. Oh, I got it in like that. We're going to keep it like that. All right, quick. Quick with the heat. All right, let's unplug everything. Oh, wouldn't it be great if this is just a ground? A short to ground?
I hope it is.
I'm hoping. Get hot. Okay.
This is going to be a little fiddly, though.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Ha! That was it! Cheers! Cheers to the thoughts. It was the ground. I forgot that ground. That was it. You hear it? Is that all it's got? Well, that's depressing. Okay, let's unplug it. What a horrible speaker. Is yours that bad, Chris? Let's get the top on this bad boy and see if we can... I don't have a CW or a CB mic, though, so I'm not sure what to... I'll have to wire something up, but I wasn't planning on doing that tonight, obviously, because we've already gone well past this view. But we can try and receive, so let's see if we can find some stations to listen to. Or maybe we'll just put the keyer on it and see what we can do with the keyer. All right, let me get this connected. Where's my little clippies? Where'd my other clippy thing go? Is that the thing that fell and dropped?
Oh no.
I just had both of those things. This is why you need a workbench, guys. Take my workbench back. Oh, shoot. Okay, never mind. We're not going to connect it. We're going to just try and go straight here. Hey, thank you, Adam. Oh, the speaker magnet grabbed it! If you saw that on the stream, that is terrific. New computer for the win. That's awesome. Fantastic if you saw that. That's awesome. Yeah, just JB Weldon on. No, I don't. I just try to set out to do something, and then inevitably it never goes the way I expect it to. What's up, everybody? Okay, so I've got my homely speaker connected. What a horrible speaker. That's probably the worst part about this kit so far, is this horrible speaker. Okay. So we got one working radio. I do have the connections in the back for the USB and all that stuff, but obviously there's nothing connecting to that right now. So I'll worry about that another time. Oh my God, let go. Jesus. God. I kind of didn't want to use it for digital. I just wanted to kind of have this as a little garage CW radio. So I think that's how I'm going to use it. Speaking of CW, let's see if we can get this connected to a keyer and get some power on it. A key. It has a built-in keyer. And we can cheat a little bit and use that 7300 and maybe find a station that's transmitting. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll get a lot more sound out of it when we connect it to a real antenna. Because that dummy load is just kind of pretty quiet. No, the case was $45 off of amateurkits.in. Okay, and I just happen to have a broadband antenna connection right here. Power back on. Whoa! A lot louder. I gotta turn something off here. Ah, get off me! Okay. Oh, we actually got CW out here. Wow, that's fast. Oh my God, how do you contrast? I can't read it. See ya, Zach. How do you... Oh, I gotta be way off to the side. Oh man, I gotta be way off the angle to see it. Come on. It's in there. There's a lot of CW in there. It's just kind of hard to pick it out through the noise. This is a pretty bad tuning job that I've done for myself. I'm not expecting a lot here. But I'm going to connect... I'm going to unplug this. I'm going to connect my key. I'm going to power it on. Yeah, the whole radio still needs an adjustment done to it. Wow, this thing is touchy. All right. Nope, it won't transmit yet. Not transmitting. Okay, I'm setting it to... Oh, CW... Okay. That's an interesting menu. There isn't really a CW mode. It's hooked up to another radio to receive. I want to transmit and be able to hear it. So I was using the wonderful screen on the 7300 to point out different CW and to go find it with this, which it could hear. And then I was going to transmit with this and have it picked up by the 7300, but it's not working right now. And apparently it's on... that was... Key down doesn't do anything. Remember, there's no mic connected. It's just the, No, hot plug didn't do anything. No. This is my key on the 7300. It works all right. Okay. Well. It can get pretty loud. Not bad. Okay, well, it's working. The setup was complete. It needs the physical setup and power on. Still need to do the tuning, the quote-unquote tune-up. It's like a three major step process with individual steps under that. And just probably sounds like a bad solder job. Maybe. No, it works on my other one, so I don't know. We'll see. I'll open it back up and check the connectors and all that. This is likely going to go in my radio and or my radio. It's going to go in my radio. It's going to go in my garage and be my garage radio, depending on how things go. Because I'm going to have a receiver out there that's behind me, a Drake receiver that I purchased. So I'm going to use this as kind of a transmitter to go along with it. Should be a lot of fun. All right. CEC firmware. Yeah, I heard that is really good. Need Mike to open the circuit. Excellent. All right. Well, this was majorly due to all your great help. I really appreciate it. We were able to get it to where it needed to be. So, oh, somebody says I just needed to key it open. Need Mike to open circuit. Okay. I'll try that. One last thing before we go. Head over to Discord and talk for a little while. Yeah, it's a great kit. A lot of fun. Again, this is the Micro Bit X. I will have this uploaded tomorrow, but then I'll cut it down and make a shorter version so we can get to the fun stuff. One thing before we go, thank you to the patrons, William Horton, Chris Ebert, Carrie Blackwell, Jason Brown, Jason Siebert, David Dansereau, Danny Miller, Franklin Lewis, Michael Nieswender, Brad Snyder, Gareth Broadhead, Dennis Dunderdale, Anthony, Justin Blackbird, Garrett Larson, the infamous No Name, Dean Johnson, Ben Kellum, Dennis Meckelson, George Gaini, Andy, Kenny Miyamoto, Ron Thornton, that's right, got it right this time, Michael Baxter, Devin B. Hedge, Mark Chase, Mark McCarty, Julian, OH8STN, now on YouTube, Raymond Cracker, Geraldo Kelso, Bo Brewer, Corey Sheldon, Brad Nadau, Stephen Hunt, Ronald Pelkey, and the truth-telling mofo. All right. So I'm going to go back here really quick and we'll take some questions if they come in. Hawkeye, could you use this on Soda? Yeah, absolutely. And the Brew Crew. And Colorado Ham wasn't in there? Are you on that level, Colorado Ham? Did I get you? I'll have to go back and add you. Sorry, buddy. Oh, man. Yeah. My head. So many things. Hey, Vanessa Kitty's in the house. What's up? Oh. Does that radio there cover 160 through 10 meters? I think it does. I think, yeah. It either covers 80 through 10 or 160 through 10. Tim knew it was the ground the whole time.
I knew it.
Yep, it was it. Excellent. All right, we're going to Discord. Zach posted the link. Link is in the description. I'm going to end here. Go have some fun talking on the Discord. Give me like 5 minutes because I got to clean up some mess. Thanks, guys. See ya.